We thank you, God, for bringing us here today to hear your word sung and spoken, read. Help us always to hear the word of grace you have for each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the things that I love about the Episcopal Church is that we are open to the unexpected and the ambiguous. We take seriously what we hear in John's Gospel, that the Holy Spirit is given to us to lead us into truth, to teach us new things that we may not have already known or understood in the past. This can be true for humanity as a whole and for each of us as individuals. I'm sure you can remember a time in your life when you were surprised to learn something new, something about the world or even about yourself. We all grow into the people God has created us to be. Like Jeremiah, God has always known who we are, even when others didn't get us, or when we ourselves wondered, but we're not sure about ourselves. Who would we be? Who was God for us? What was God calling us to be, or what is God calling us to be now, for ourselves, for each other, for the world? When you were a kid, did you think you'd be who you are now? And what makes up who we are? Sure, our internal sense of ourselves, but also our relationships, our work, what we do for fun, mentors that we've had, teachers, and so much more. When I heard God's call to me to be a priest, it was totally unexpected. I didn't grow up as a Christian. I was on a different path. But even with my very real misgivings, I started to have confirmation of God's call to me from you. Not you specifically, but the church community. Community confirmation of calls of all types is very helpful. The biblical prophets tended to hear a lot from God, but not always getting much support from those around them. Prophets in the Bible tend to be sharing information from God about the problems in the faith community. And that sort of proclamation was never welcomed, and still isn't, probably, right? And most call stories in the Bible start not with, "Yes, God, that sounds great," but wait a minute. Just one minute. After Jeremiah was told he was appointed a prophet to the nations before he was even born, he wasn't like, "Yeah, that sounds great. I'm up for that. Let's do that." No, instead he said, sort of, you can hear the concern, the longing for something in his voice. "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say, I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you.'" Robert Radcliffe in the Connections Commentary notes that there is often ambiguity about God's call to people. He writes, "Ambiguity might seem an odd word to highlight in relation to our reading. After all, how much plainer could God make things? While nothing but certainty greets us on the divine side of this equation, the same cannot be said of the human side. One need only look at Jeremiah's reaction and that of so many other biblical characters similarly commissioned by God to understand this. For every Isaiah saying, 'Here I am, Lord, send me,' there is at least one Moses saying, 'Have you thought about my brother Aaron?'" So often the divine call is received not as a joy, but as a burden, Radcliffe notes. What makes the burden bearable in those biblical stories and in our own lives? What changes burden into blessing? God tells his prophets, God tells Jeremiah, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you." God is with Jeremiah. God is with everyone. God is with everyone who God calls to act for good in the world, for healing and justice and peace. God is with everyone called to live the life that God has given you to live. God is with you. God is with me and with us as a community. God does not call us to things to leave us on our own. And God is with us in whatever we're working on, whatever you're working on, whatever you are struggling with or searching for or rejoicing in. So important to note, and in our society, this isn't thought about much in this way. You know, usually you've got to train forever, right, to be ready for something. Usually you've got to be the best in your class or that sort of stuff. But what we know about God from the Bible and history, God does not call the perfect. God does not call the ready. God does not wait for us to have it all figured out before calling us to serve. I mentioned this 2 weeks ago in relation to the Spanish language service we are starting, saying that if we waited until we were ready, we would never do it. I would venture to say that the same thing can be said, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, about every ministry ever started here at Holy Comforter. Even the idea to build a church on this site, right? The church originally was in the Fan and founded in 1902, but built here in 1950, the parish house, and this building in 1958. Even the decision to build a church on this site was not a sure thing. People weren't totally positive it was the right move. It took courage and faith. It was the woods out here, by the way, back then. It was the woods, dirt road. As well, we may not feel ready to start, for example, Sunday school in September. We haven't done it in a long time. We've done it very well in the past, right? And past experience helps you feel confident. But when it's been a while, we might not be so sure. But I am counting on you, God, to call some of these wonderful adults to teach our precious young ones. You may not feel perfect for that. You may not feel ready, but you will not be on your own. And what can be better? You know, Jeremiah, right? God is teaching him and calling him when he is a boy. What can be better, more exciting, more fun than being with children whose spiritual lives are already huge? It's not like we're teaching them really to know about God. We're teaching them the context in which it can make a little more sense, that deep spirituality they already feel and have. What about calling a new musician? We are in a search right now for a new director of music. So Paul's working on both sides of that. The person who God is calling to be our next director of music, this person will need to discern and to pray and to seek information. But maybe this person will also have to step out in faith, not being totally sure it's the right thing. Not being totally sure about it. Even we're awesome, right? How could that be? But you know, uncertainty is part of new things. We may need to find some faith and take a chance and be uncertain about how we're going to pay this person. There are a lot of open positions here in Richmond right now for musicians, and we may need to really step out in faith on that. And take a chance and trust that the resources are here now and will be here for the person God is calling. Now, of course, not every idea is from God. How do we know what is of God and what is not? Well, we look for the fruits of it. We look for the signs of God's love and grace as we start and enter into everything in life, ministry or a path that we're on. And there's nothing wrong about trying something. Like when we started the 4:30 once a month story time service for children that we're bringing back in October, by the way, on the third Sunday, 4:30. We had no idea if that would work. We really didn't, but it did. And once again, we'll see how it'll be. Things are different in our world now, but we're gonna try. We're gonna see. And there's nothing wrong about trying something and then seeing it's not working or it is working. One of the things I learned from my time in spin class, by the way, the philosophy and the theology in spin class is beyond what you might imagine. And one of the instructors used to like to say that with her kids and with us, they're trying to be athletes, right? She said, fail actually stands for first attempt in learning. How awesome is that? Fail, first attempt in learning. If we taught all our children that, how wonderful. If we tell ourselves that, how wonderful. So we look for and we listen for God and community and our inner sense of things as we discern our way forward. This is true, as I've said, for our ministries and our lives in general. And to think about the community part for a moment more, community discernment, formal or informal, is a great benefit of being part of a church, of being part of our church right here. Why? Because we are here for each other. We are here to help each other figure stuff out. We are all on the same team. When the Listening Hearts program started in our diocese years ago, 15 years ago, 20, to train diocesan discernment facilitators, the training was not about how to prepare a committee to discern if a person was called to ordain ministry. Certainly that was part of it, but it was a much bigger idea. The idea was that discernment teams could be formed in every church to help any church member discern their call, meaning their next steps in life. That would have nothing to do with ordination. People who knew that from the start, we could actually have a way of helping each other. Sadly, the words call and discernment in the church context are often thought of to be about ordination. This is not true and incredibly limiting. We need to open ourselves up, open up. In fact, most of the people called by God who we read about in the Bible would never, ever have gotten through an ordination process. Can you imagine John the Baptist showing up at the Diocese of Virginia Committee on Priesthood with the locusts falling out and the honey dripping from his face, telling everyone they need to repent? And look at his clothes. He doesn't look like he's dressed right. And what about Jesus? Also from the Connections commentary, we hear, like Jeremiah, Jesus of Nazareth is lifted up as one who seeks God at an early age. Remember, he's a boy when he gets that call to go to the temple. He's also an unlikely choice for Messiah, according to some, a person of humble origins from an obscure rural backwater. One can see this theme of Jesus defying expectations repeatedly in the Gospels. When Jesus gives a ruling of law or heals someone on the Sabbath, as he did in the story we heard today, there's no doubt that he strikes many as an unlikely person to have such power. Authorities are often offended by him. the unexpected circumstance, the unexpected call that takes us by surprise can hold so much grace, and it is the unexpected person who can be about God's mission in a powerful way. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for calling us to be your people in this time and place. We know that you have a call for each of us. We know that this call can change during our lives. We pray for your help and your guidance as we seek to serve you through your church and in our daily lives. We thank you for our faith community, for the people here who support and care for us. Thank you, God, for always being with us, for always being on our side to strengthen us, encourage us, protect us, and guide us. Amen.